This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Last week, I talked about C.S. Lewis, the British writer who taught English literature at Oxford University and Cambridge University, remember? Best known for his works like The Screwtape Letters, Chronicles of Narnia, Mere Christianity, Miracles, The Problem of Pain, a tremendous author. But he was also a prolific letter writer, and I noted that I'd enjoyed reading his letters, and I referred to a letter he had written in response to a question to a Dr. F. Morgan Roberts on Lewis's rules about prayer, dated 31st July 1954. And Lewis said he was certainly unable to advise anyone else on devotional life as an expert, you might say, but his own rules were, one, make sure that wherever else they may be placed, the main prayer should not be the last thing at night. Rule number two, to avoid introspection in prayer. I mean by that, he said, to watch one's own mind to see if it is in the right frame, but always to turn the attention outwards to God. Three, he said, never to try to generate an emotion by willpower. Four, he said, to pray without words when I'm able, but to fall back on words when tired or otherwise below par. And then he remarked to Dr. Roberts with renewed thanks, perhaps you will sometimes pray for me. I like that little bit at the end. Question, will you pray for me? Well, I want to focus now on that second recommendation. We talked about the first one last week. And here's the second one. Let me repeat it. To avoid introspection in prayer. I mean, Lewis said, not to watch one's own mind to see if it's in the right frame, but always to turn the attention outwards to God. Okay, so here's what happens to us in prayer. And I'm assuming that you took up my challenge last week to at least make a decision to make prayer a priority in your life, that it's not going to be something that you just pray as you drift off to sleep, although that's better than nothing, but you're going to start being more vigilant and directive in your prayers. So you took Lewis's first recommendation in my challenge, and you're not praying as a good night, God, before you drift off to sleep kind of prayer. Assuming that you're doing that, here's often what happens to us in the discipline of a prayer life. We get beyond that address of dear God, and after praying for such things as a good day for the Lord to protect and keep us. And by the way, I'm not making light of those prayers. God delights in our feeblest efforts to pray. And I'm not saying we have to be experts or specialists in prayer for God to receive our prayers. Not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is that once we get beyond that initial take care of us and the kids and bless us with some good weather, what often happens is, well, we go blank. We don't know what to say or what to pray about. So we end up doing what we normally do, and that is we focus on ourselves and our feelings. So I'm feeling scared today, Lord. And then you fill in the blank. Or I'm feeling angry or depressed or happy or sad or whatever, according to our feelings. And again, there's nothing wrong with talking to God about our feelings. We're being honest. I do that. We don't want to pretend we're not feeling a certain way before God, not at all. And we find that that is expressed in scriptures where the psalmists would feel attacked or sad or whatever. But if we base our prayers primarily and solely on our feelings, we do run the risk of thinking about, talking about ourselves rather than submitting to the wonder of who God is, who can take care of all those roller coaster of emotions that we have. So we miss the opportunity to be drawn into a true conversation with God because all we're doing is talking about how we feel. Our focus is not God, but ourselves. Instead of knowing about God's grandeur, God's amazing love and grace, His power and direction for us, we just end up thinking about ourselves and all our problems. And then we wonder, why don't I get anything out of prayer, when actually all we've engaged in is self-talk? Or like the person who said, I'm not much, but I'm all I think about. Okay, the truth is God already knows about your problems. He knew you would have those problems before you had them. Have you ever talked to someone, by the way, who only talked about themselves and how they felt, and they never waited for you to respond? Okay, that describes the prayer life of many a Christian. So what to do? I have found that the best thing to do is to go to the Scriptures and literally pray the Scriptures. John Piper, Pastor John Piper, shares this. Quote, "If I try to pray for people or events without having the Word in front of me guiding my prayers, then several negative things happen," he says. One negative thing is that my mind tends to wander, and I think instead about what I'm wearing, or that there is a Venetian blind that's halfway open, or that there is a siren out on the street, and I'm wondering what's happening. I'm jerked all over the place by my inattentiveness. But the Bible holds my attention, he says, because I'm looking at it and reading it. I've said to people, you can pray all day if you pray the Bible. Some people wonder how you can pray longer than 5 minutes because they would lose things to pray for. But I say that if you open the Bible, start reading it, and pause at every verse and turn it into a prayer, then you can pray all day that way. End quote. So, how does that work? I like what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "The Psalms are given to this end, that we may learn to pray them in the name of Jesus Christ." So, open the book, the Bible. Open to the book of Psalms and read a chapter of the book of Psalms. It's real simple. You don't have to be on a program where you have to march through it at any particular rate. Just read and then internalize whatever that scripture is. For example, Psalm 145, verses 1 through 3. It's a great place to start. "I will exalt you, my King, my God, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness." Just start there and praise God. Start with some of those praise psalms in Psalm 142, 43, and look through the psalms and be familiar with them. Psalm 19, for example, "The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship." Day after day, they continue to speak, the psalmist wrote. Well, just thank God for what's around you. Maybe you're outside reading, as sometimes I am, and you can look around, or maybe it's night or early in the morning. And then later on in that psalm, in verse 7, "The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul." Now you stop and ask the Lord to revive your soul. "The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple." Now you stop and you ask the Lord by his word to make you wise. "The commandments," verse 8 of Psalm 19, "of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart." Then you stop and think about how the Lord can bring joy to your heart because of his commandments, how you can be familiar with them. Ask the Lord to do that. Again in verse 8, "The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living." Ask for the Lord to give you insight for the living of that particular day. You can drop down as you want to go through the end of that psalm. "How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me." And he prayed like that. You can internalize that prayer. Make that prayer your own. You can do this with the Lord's Prayer. You can do this with any number of prayers in the Scripture. John Piper said, "Open the Bible, start reading it, and pause at every verse and turn it into a prayer." Now you can do that. You can start with the Scripture. Instead of thinking of ourselves and all about me, turn to God. You do that by the Scripture. Make those Scriptures your own. Internalize them. Speak them back to God. And you will be blessed. And then here's what you do. You come back here next week. And in the meantime, you go out and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.